Good morning. High pressure is producing partly cloudy skies and dry weather this morning across almost all of interior New York and New England, the one exception being some additional clouds and a few flurries and scattered snow showers immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Temperatures are starting in the teens and lower to mid-20s region-wide. We are also under the influence of a trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and with spokes of energy rotating into and through this trough, we'll have periods of scattered clouds and even mostly cloudy skies from time to time, and a continuation of a northwest breeze throughout the day today, and temperatures will wind up a bit cooler than average once again, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. With the high pressure center overhead tonight, skies will be clear and once again it will be cold with overnight lows in the teens and lower 20s. This will set us up for more sunshine for the day on Wednesday. With a developing southerly breeze, it will be milder and high temperatures will reach into the lower 50s on average. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an area of energy diving into the Midwest and Great Lakes. This will push a low pressure wave in our direction for Wednesday night and during the day on Thursday. With this system, skies will be cloudy with a good chance of rain showers during the day Thursday and perhaps some wet snow showers across the hills and mountains with highs in the mid-40s. There is an indication that another low pressure center will form along the East Coast. The exact track and intensity of this low will determine how this impacts our weather on Friday, but it does look like some colder air will be phased into the system to change some scattered rain showers into snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. If this system intensifies rapidly before it departs up the East Coast, we could be in for some more wet snow across the hills and mountains. Highs on Friday will be in the lower 40s. Either way, the wind will become gusty during the day Friday and last into the weekend. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be windy and cold Saturday with highs only near 40 before rebounding back into the 50s with more sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures early next week will be in the lower 50s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, major to historic river flooding is forecast to persist for portions of the Missouri and Mississippi River basins as snowmelt continues over areas that received heavy rainfall last week. Flood warnings remain in effect throughout the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and western parts of the Ohio Valley, with a focus in Nebraska and western Iowa. Farther west and north, aerial flooding is also possible in the northwest and northern plains as snowmelt continues over frozen ground. Above average temperatures in the northern Great Basin and the northern plains will aid in the snowmelt. Ice jams are also a threat in some areas. Meanwhile, a front lingering near southern Florida and plenty of moisture will continue to produce rain across the peninsula, some of it heavy. There's a marginal risk of excessive rainfall along the southeastern Florida coast. Rain is forecast to taper off by tomorrow morning, but cooler than average temperatures will prevail. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 2 below zero with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 17, 63% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 40s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature 34, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 6.2 inches of snow for the month, which is now 1.4 inches below normal, and 52.9 inches for the season, which is 1.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 606, and 5,314 for the season, which is 214 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 10 below zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m., 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, lower 50s. A chance of showers on Thursday in the mid-40s. Rain and snow showers Friday, becoming windy in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy Saturday near 40. Mostly sunny in the mid-50s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.